This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County healthcare providers are urging the public to be more cautious after a recent rise in COVID-19 cases. The county reported its first COVID-related death earlier this week. Corey Klein heads Family Health West Hospital in Fruta.
Even if you're not a strong believer in a mask, if you could wear one, that protects everyone. And I think that that's probably the most important, outside of washing your hands, thing that we can do to protect our society and, frankly, to keep our society open.
Mesa County has a lower infection rate than surrounding areas, but about 40% of all of its cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Local health officials say they may open the Western Slope's first coronavirus testing lab in Grand Junction to help shorten wait times for results. The city of Aurora and its police chief were sued this week over the use of projectiles and chemical agents against a peaceful protest last month. Lawyers representing a handful of protesters allege police violated their First Amendment rights during a vigil to honor Elijah McClain near Aurora City Hall. The Denver Police Department also faces several lawsuits on how they handled protests earlier this summer. Boulder County commissioners say they won't send a fracking ban to the ballot this year. A coalition of environmental groups co-signed a letter asking for a ballot measure. The commissioners praise the effort but say they want to wait until courts make a decision on a fracking ban in Longmont. The state Supreme Court struck down that city's ban in 2016, but it could be reinstated under new state oil and gas regulations. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.